Good morning, everyone. This is your listening test. Listening 1. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. Here is an example. When were the machine parts sent?
Mr. Hooper rang. He needs those parts for the packing machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today. But wait. No, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good. He'll certainly get them by the 3rd then. Mr. Hooper rang. He needs those parts for the packing machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today. But wait. No, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good. He'll certainly get them by the 3rd then.
The answer is A. Now let's begin.
1. What time is the man's flight?
2. Sue, could you change my flight reservation for me? I've got an appointment in the morning, so I won't be able to leave until after midday.
Yes, of course. What about the 1:15 flight? You'll get in at 3:30, so you'll be in time for the evening meeting.
Thanks. That sounds great. Sue, could you change my flight reservation for me? I've got an appointment in the morning, so I won't be able to leave until after midday.
Yes, of course. What about the 1:15 flight? You'll get in at 3:30, so you'll be in time for the evening meeting.
Thanks. That sounds great.
2. Which is the company's new packaging design?
So, we're going to change our packaging in April, is that right?
Yes. It's goodbye to the old white packets with the 2 letter A's on them.
Right. And the new style?
Well, we're going to have just a single A in black on a grey packet, but with the same style writing.
Oh, that sounds good. So, we're going to change our packaging in April, is that right?
Yes. It's goodbye to the old white packets with the 2 letter A's on them.
Right. And the new style?
Well, we're going to have just a single A in black on a grey packet, but with the same style writing.
Oh, that sounds good.
3. In which part of the month were sales the highest?
Our sales figures were quite good last month. They reached a peak in the 1st week, then they began to fall off towards the middle of the month, but they were already beginning to recover before the month ended. Our sales figures were quite good last month. They reached a peak in the 1st week, then they began to fall off towards the middle of the month, but they were already beginning to recover before the month ended.
4. Who does Brian Fry work for now?
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to introduce Brian Fry, formerly chairman of ANK Oil, and recently appointed president of the PTI. Many of you will know him best, of course, from when he was a government minister. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to introduce Brian Fry, formerly chairman of ANK Oil, and recently appointed president of the PTI. Many of you will know him best, of course, from when he was a government minister.
5. What is the man going to order?
Oh, hello, Peggy. Here are the catalogues I borrowed yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Did you find a filing cabinet you liked?
Yes, this one. I'm going to phone the order through now. I like the desks as well. I don't need a new one, unfortunately.
And what about the computer chairs?
Yes, they look really comfortable. Maybe another time. Oh, hello, Peggy. Here are the catalogues I borrowed yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Did you find a filing cabinet you liked?
Yes, this one. I'm going to phone the order through now. I like the desks as well. I don't need a new one, unfortunately.
And what about the computer chairs?
Yes, they look really comfortable. Maybe another time.
Six. What is the reduction in the company's exports?
The sales figures aren't good, are they?
No. Down by 8%. Exports are the problem. They're down by about 9% because interest rates have gone up again and the pound is so high.
So what are interest rates now?
7%. I hope they don't go up again.
The sales figures aren't good, are they?
No. Down by 8%. Exports are the problem. They're down by about 9% because interest rates have gone up again and the pound is so high.
So what are interest rates now?
7%. I hope they don't go up again.
7. Where will the woman meet the visitors?
You know these people who want to write about the company?
Yes. You're meeting them next week, aren't you?
Where should I take them? The factory, perhaps?
I suppose you'd prefer this office because it's more comfortable?
Well, I did think here, yes. Or maybe a restaurant somewhere?
I think they'd prefer to see where our products are made.
Okay. You know these people who want to write about the company?
Yes. You're meeting them next week, aren't you?
Where should I take them? The factory, perhaps?
I suppose you'd prefer this office because it's more comfortable?
Well, I did think here, yes. Or maybe a restaurant somewhere?
I think they'd prefer to see where our products are made.
Okay.
Eight. What does the woman want the man to do?
This photocopy has gone wrong again, Bill. I think someone's used the wrong paper.
Shall I call the engineer?
Well, I'll see if I can fix it myself first. But could you do a notice about the paper? This photocopy has gone wrong again, Bill. I think someone's used the wrong paper.
Shall I call the engineer?
Well, I'll see if I can fix it myself first. But could you do a notice about the paper?
That is the end of part one.
Listening two. You will hear an interview with a woman who publishes magazines. For each question, 9 to 16, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice.
I'd like to introduce our studio guest, Sally Upton, who was the editor of the magazine Teenage Fashion, and is now about to produce her own magazines. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you.
Sally, your first idea for publishing needed a £1 billion loan, didn't it?
It did. I wanted to buy MPC, the biggest magazine company in the UK, and the bank agreed.
But in fact, that deal didn't succeed, so you didn't borrow the money.
That's right. Someone made them a better offer. And then, not long after, I just missed another deal with a smaller company. So, in the end, I decided to see if it would be possible to find finance for a completely new company, which I've called Close Communications.
Was it easy to find a bank to agree to the idea of a new company?
It's harder to get financial support for starting a new company than for buying an existing one, even though I didn't want nearly as much as £1 billion. I tried a lot of bankers, but none wanted to invest in us.
So what then?
Well, I got a business partner, and he suggested something really simple. We rang up 6 friends we knew had money to invest and asked them to support us. And they agreed.
Well, they were good friends. And how did you recruit your staff? I've heard you use quite unusual methods.
We didn't have to advertise formally in newspapers. In fact, people contacted us, not us them. We asked them out for dinner to discuss their ideas. And if we liked what they said, we asked them to be on the team.
So, in general, do you see your company as being different to most other companies?
Oh, in every way, big and small. Take company transport policy. We don't have company cars. We don't think they make sense. In fact, I come in by bicycle.
Really?
However, we do give our employees a very generous expense account for rail journeys. It doesn't matter what the distance is. We are happy to pay the fare, just so the team get out and meet people.
And do you think you will stay different? Will success change you?
Oh, not at all. For example, if Close Communications is successful, all the staff will benefit, because we're all equals. We don't give large rises in salary or extra pay every now and again, but we do have a division of the profits every 3 months.
I see.
Also, when we moved into our office, we wanted everyone to feel at home. We didn't want everyone to have the same desks and chairs like a school, or even to choose from a narrow range. So, to get it furnished, we gave them the money and let them choose exactly what they wanted.
Brave.
No, not brave. We trust each other. You see, I think there's only one reason why anybody becomes unhappy at work.
What's that?
Well, in my experience, it's not pay. It's when you're not allowed to make any decisions, because you always have to do what the managers say. Your voice isn't heard.
Personally, it's filling in forms and filing papers that I hate most.
Yes, but they're your papers. It's different, isn't it?
True. And now the big day has come. Your own magazine's produced by your own company. Your first 2 titles tomorrow, both aimed at girls under 16. Is that right?
That's right. They are just 2 of the 9 we're going to produce in our first 12 months.
Well, Sally, best of luck to you and your team tomorrow.
Thank you.
And now, we're going to...
Now listen to the recording again.
I'd like to introduce our studio guest, Sally Upton, who was the editor of the magazine Teenage Fashion and is now about to produce her own magazines. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you.
Sally, your first idea for publishing needed a £1 billion loan, didn't it?
It did. I wanted to buy MPC, the biggest magazine company in the UK, and the bank agreed.
But in fact, that deal didn't succeed, so you didn't borrow the money.
That's right. Someone made them a better offer. And then, not long after, I just missed another deal with a smaller company. So, in the end, I decided to see if it would be possible to find finance for a completely new company, which I've called Close Communications.
Was it easy to find a bank to agree to the idea of a new company?
It's harder to get financial support for starting a new company than for buying an existing one, even though I didn't want nearly as much as £1 billion. I tried a lot of bankers, but none wanted to invest in us.
So what then?
Well, I got a business partner, and he suggested something really simple. We rang up 6 friends we knew had money to invest and asked them to support us. And they agreed.
Well, they were good friends. And how did you recruit your staff? I've heard you use quite unusual methods.
We didn't have to advertise formally in newspapers. In fact, people contacted us, not us them. We asked them out for dinner to discuss their ideas. And if we liked what they said, we asked them to be on the team.
So, in general, do you see your company as being different to most other companies?
Oh, in every way, big and small. Take company transport policy. We don't have company cars. We don't think they make sense. In fact, I come in by bicycle.
Really?
However, we do give our employees a very generous expense account for rail journeys. It doesn't matter what the distance is. We are happy to pay the fare, just so the team get out and meet people.
And do you think you will stay different? Will success change you?
Oh, not at all. For example, if close communications is successful, all the staff will benefit, because we're all equals. We don't give large rises in salary or extra pay every now and again, but we do have a division of the profits every 3 months.
I see.
Also, when we moved into our office, we wanted everyone to feel at home. We didn't want everyone to have the same desks and chairs like a school, or even to choose from a narrow range. So, to get it furnished, we gave them the money and let them choose exactly what they wanted.
Brave.
No, not brave. We trust each other. You see, I think there's only one reason why anybody becomes unhappy at work.
What's that?
Well, in my experience, it's not pay. It's when you're not allowed to make any decisions, because you always have to do what the managers say. Your voice isn't heard.
Personally, it's filling in forms and filing papers that I hate most.
Yes, but they're your papers. It's different, isn't it?
True. And now the big day has come, your own magazine's produced by your own company. Your first two titles tomorrow both aimed at girls under 16, is that right?
That's right. They are just two of the nine we're going to produce in our first 12 months.
Well, Sally, best of luck to you and your team tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is the end of the listening part.